B-Pod Studios.
Getting your day started.
The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Can you believe this, fellas?
I know, right?
Can you believe what we just witnessed?
So, oh my God.
That was so great.
Oh Melissa. Melissa, you need to play the, by the way, it's the Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9. Melissa, play the lottery this week because this is your week, girl. Between the casino opening and now this moment, I just want to say what we just witnessed. And we've been on the radio with Melissa for a long time. I've never seen this.
Can I have a tissue?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I've never seen Melissa. I've seen Melissa cry, right. But I've never seen her cry out of happiness. The second that somebody walked, took one step in the studio, waterworks kicked in. And it's because Kiefer Sutherland is in studio.
Thank you so much for having me.
Welcome.
Kiefer, you... Listen, I'm sure you probably get this all the time, but you've brought so much joy into so many people's lives so many years. I mean, I'm talking before Stand By Me. Like, you are a legend.
Thank you so much.
And I have heard your music, and Kiefer's got albums out. You are, I'm just saying this, you're an unbelievable actor, but your music is really good.
Thank you so much.
It really is. I know it sounds...
You've made my day.
Why would you expect anything less?
I wouldn't. I honestly wouldn't. I really wouldn't. And
this dude has the most amazing voice I've ever heard in my life.
Him and his dad. Dad, too.
Well, I'll tell you a funny story about the dad thing. So, my dad had stopped working for a while and was focused on kind of raising his kids and other stuff, and he kept buying these houses, and I kept saying, well, where are you getting the money for the houses? And he went, well, I do some voiceover work for Volvo and stuff like that. And I was like, well, what on earth would they pay you? How much do they honestly pay you for that? And he whispered in my ear. Next morning, I called up Volvo and told him I did a really good Donald Sutherland impersonation. He didn't like that very much.
And now he's got the Simply Orange commercials that you hear all the time.
Yes. I was like, his dad's the orange juice guy, isn't he?
Yep. He's a legend, too. He's a legend.
So Kiefer has a million things going on. I know you have a country tour that you're doing right now.
We are, yeah. We've been on tour, really, in all fairness, the last 5 years. Even when we were doing Designated Survivor, we'd be gone on the weekends. We shot there in Toronto so we could get down into the Midwest or to the East Coast, and we haven't stopped. We've played over 300 shows in the last 2.5 years, and we'll be touring straight through to December. Been opening up for Muse in Europe lately, but now we're back in the States. In fact, tomorrow night is our first show. Start our tour all the way through to December.
Do you think at the Wilbur.
Yeah, do you think people go see you because they're like, oh my God, Kiefer Sutherland, and then they get surprised, like, wow, he actually makes good music.
Well, I think certainly in the beginning, most people were coming because I've had people say, so is it a comedy show, or what are you going to do? Are you going to just talk to us, or is it a meet and greet? And I would explain, no, it's a music show. And I realized a lot of people, most people were coming because they were a fan of, you know, Lost Boys or 24 or something like that. And someone once asked me if that bothered me. And I was like, oh my God, no, I'm so grateful anyone shows up. You give us 2 hours to try and turn you on to the music, man. Thank you so much. And so it's been really great. And it's been the thing that I've, you know, between writing the songs, making the records, and the touring, it was the touring that has moved me the most, because there's very few opportunities you have, certainly working as an actor, to interact with an audience on a personal level. Songs are personal, you know. Mm-hmm. On my best day, I'm not Jack Bauer. these songs are mine, and they're my stories. And so there's a kind of openness to that is just a different experience, and I've loved it.
Yeah. Well, you're always going to be Jack Bauer to Melissa, by the way.
And you know what? I'm absolutely cool with that. That was 10 of the best years of my life. And
best show on television ever and ever will be.
It was certainly the most fun I've ever had as an actor. Someone once asked me, you know, do you like making Designated Survivor more?
Which is my mom's favorite show, by the way.
Yeah, do you like making that more than 24?
She loves it.
And I had to take a long beat, and I was like, and I don't want this to sound the wrong way, but I miss killing people. You know, there's something kind of wonderful about running down the street, yelling at the top of your lungs, don't move! You know? It was kind of visceral, and so I miss that.
Is there going to be a season 4 of Designated Survivor? Because people have been asking, and I know it just came out on Netflix.
I don't know. Netflix has a very different protocol of how they pick up shows and why they do them. The only danger with that protocol is that it takes them a month to kind of go through the process that they go through with every show.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is a lot of the other actors are getting a lot of other offers and or have accepted other offers.
Okay.
So then it becomes a balancing issue of trying to get everybody back together.
Right.
So that in itself might kind of be the end of it. But we'll see. I know that people are really enjoying it.
Yeah.
And I know that they've really enjoyed being able to watch the whole season in one go.
Right.
And so we'll see.
Mm. I had a question about the song, because I really love the message about not really living if you're not doing something that you love. And I was curious, because you say it's personal, was there a point in your life where you felt like you weren't really living?
No, I've been one of the luckiest people that I've ever known in my life.
Mm.
Jude Cole had written that chorus, and he was not happy with the verses that he was writing. And I said, I love that chorus. Can I work on the verses? And I did, and he ended up liking them, and then he let me have the song.
Mm.
What I loved about that song, and why it spoke to me so strongly, is being as lucky as I have been, I have watched people in my life that are not as fortunate, and people from afar, that have worked their lives to the bone to take care of their family and their friends. And then all of a sudden, they get to an age where they look back and realize they didn't do a single thing for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not talking about changing your career or even having to develop a new hobby. You know, it can be literally as simple as the song says, you know, dive in the river with nothing on, you know.
Something that excites you.
Sing a song loud, hit a ball hard. Just remember what it was like to be a kid and play and just do something you love. Because if you get to the end of your life without it, you're going to really regret it, because it's the, you know,
those are the memories.
Yeah, and that's it. And the one life is really all we've got guaranteed. And I think people have, and I really do mean this, I think people with regards to their families are so selfless and sacrifice so much that they get into a rut. And just every once in a while, if you can just lift your head up and do something for yourself. And that's what that song is trying to say.
Yeah, I love that.
Melissa,
yes.
That means spend all your money this Sunday at the casino.
No.
When it opens
up. No.
Hey, you only live once. Keep it just, you just heard it from Jack Bauer.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.